You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, producer Scott Eckersley along and 1320 WILS, streaming live on 1320WILS.com. February is American Heart Month, so where better to get some information but going out on the line to Maureen Hillary, who is an RN and chief nursing officer at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital in Charlotte. Good evening, Maureen. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for spending some time with us this evening. You know, the fact, a press release that was sent out said that cardiovascular disease is responsible for one-third of all deaths in the United States. We're just not getting it yet, are we, as a population?
No, you know, it really is. Over 40% of all female deaths in the United States are due to heart disease or stroke, which is cardiovascular disease. And one of the analogies that I've heard cardiologists make is it would be as if a 747 loaded with women crashed every day. It would get our attention, and it really hasn't gotten our attention enough yet.
What are, you know, we hear over and over again, and people are always looking for some magic thing to help them out, but there is no magic. There's just some work that needs to be done and some basics that need to be done to get back to a healthy heart.
You bet. I mean, and that's the part about it that's probably, you know, the most distressing is that it really is the basics. When you talk about, you know, what do you eat? Do you get enough exercise? You know, do you take care of your, you know, your diet as far as what kind of fiber and, you know, do you make sure that you look at stress levels in your life and get some time to just have fun and relax? There's some really basic things we can do that makes our heart healthier.
And what are some of those basic things that we can do, Maureen?
Well, when you think about exercise, it doesn't take a lot of exercise. A lot of women give up because they think I have to go to the gym or I have to exercise 30 minutes to an hour every day and I have to do aerobics or something that's really hard on my joints. If you just get incrementally a few minutes at a time and add up to that 30 minutes a day or 30 minutes even three times a week, you will dramatically decrease your heart disease risk. Things that give the body the opportunity for the circulation to increase and for the muscles to work and assist the heart and for the body to just breathe. I mean, those are real important. And then when you look at diet, you know, cut down the fats. If you cut out soda, for example, don't drink that Coca-Cola every day. You're cutting probably 120 calories at least, but a lot of it's pure sugar, which challenges the body. So switch to something healthy like unsweetened iced tea or green tea or, you know, some kind of a light juice or something that, you know, diet soda, for example. That can make a difference. And in a year, that can mean pounds off your body, which, again, is extra mileage that heart has to work. For every 10 pounds you can take off of your body, you'll reduce your heart disease risk and reduce your blood pressure and cholesterol. So those are all important, just everyday tips that women can do.
Now, what about salt? That's always mentioned it when you talk about diet tips and being healthy. Salt is always a part of that.
Yeah, you know, salt is a natural part of food, and salt in itself is not a bad thing, but what we tend to do is reach for a salt shaker and throw salt onto food without thinking about it. And I don't know if you ever eat, like, steamed vegetables. I know I love steamed broccoli. It's sweet, it's crunchy, it's natural. Just tasting those vegetables without the extra salt, you learn to appreciate them, and then you decrease that extra load again that salt causes. It pulls a lot of fluid into the body. It makes the kidneys work harder, and it makes the blood pressure elevate, and that, of course, makes more work for the heart.
What about things, you know, I guess when we talk about getting healthy, a lot of times you're talking about things that you're taking away from your diet. What are some of the things that you can add to your diet that could be very helpful for you?
Well, I'll tell you, one of my favorite foods is almonds, and of course, fresh vegetables. But an almond has calcium, so you're helping prevent osteoporosis. It has the fatty omega-3 fatty acids that are wonderful for the heart and the arteries. So that's another good idea for almonds. And it also is a very filling snack. So if you're thinking of, you know, I'd like something crunchy, you know, it's middle of the day, I don't want, you know, just to sit here and chew a piece of gum or, you know, eat something fatty like crackers and cheese, grab a handful of almonds and you'll do your bones and your heart a lot of good and your arteries. So that's something you can add.
Well, that's a good tip, because I happen to like, I'm not big on the vegetables. I know I'm bad. I know I'm bad, Maureen. I would get a lecture from you, I'm sure. A kind one, but one nonetheless. You mentioned stress earlier, and that has a huge effect, and we need to pay attention to that, to finding time to de-stress in our day.
Absolutely. You know, it's looking at life in a way that you find enjoyment. You know, if you're living under stress, your muscles are tight, your blood pressure is elevated, your arteries are tight, so your poor heart is working against stress. It's pushing against pressure. When you get yourself to relax and you find the time to laugh, you know, to enjoy some time with family and friends, to read a book, to do something where your mind can, you know, get a little vacation away from all the things that, you know, drive your stress level up, you not only appreciate life more, but your heart doesn't work as hard. And your body tends to then breathe and feel better.
And I'm guessing you're going to tell me it's never too late. So no matter what shape you're in, today is the day to make some changes.
You're absolutely right. It is absolutely never too late. You know, for everything that you do, whether it's adding that 3 or 4 or 5 minutes of exercise by walking and taking the stairs instead of taking an elevator, by parking farther away from the store, by cutting that soda out and having a healthier juice or tea, all those things that you do gives your body an opportunity to recover from the things that we do that aren't healthy. And the body will... You know, the body is a survivor. It will reverse some of those trends, not all of them, but it'll reverse them enough that you'll have, even if it's a matter of hours or days, it'll add to your life.
Well, and February is Heart Healthy Month, but clearly it's something we ought to be paying attention to all 12 months of the year.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's a gift we can give ourselves, which is take better care of ourselves and think of it as, not like you mentioned before, not what I'm taking away from myself, but what I'm giving myself.
And is there a place people can go, a website or something, to get some more information if they'd like?
Yeah, if they go to our website, which is hgbhealth.com, there's a link to our women's site. It's called woman, hgbwoman.com. But if they go to that site, we have heart tips, we have exercise tips, we have osteoporosis prevention tips and quizzes, and we have links to our different healthcare professionals in the community that can either do public speaking or see people for new patients or screening services. So we have lots of things that we can offer through that website.
Well, Maureen, thanks. A lot of great information. I appreciate your time this evening.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Thanks for getting the word out. We got to help women get this topic. So I appreciate you calling me.
Thanks so much. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Maureen Hillary, who is an RN and chief nursing officer at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital in Charlotte. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.